Welcome to Head Wreck, the show where we talk about the things that are wrecking our heads and we talk about the things that are wrecking your heads. I'm John Bird, and with me as always is Alan Ryan. Say hi, Alan.
I'm just going to say hi today. No hi, Alan, this week.
2 weeks
in a row.
How are you? You're looking very sporty today in your Adidas top.
No, this is my, oh God, I don't have anything that I ready that's not washed.
But that's okay, because you don't need to wash for this podcast. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I don't mind seeing your nips. No, I do not want to see your nips.
No.
How has your week been?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been chillax. We've had a bit of a mixture of weather here, both sunny, both warm, both cold, both rainy, both windy, both not windy, both whatever you want.
Yes, I am so glad you brought up the weather, Alan.
Does that wreck
for
your head,
I
John?
will... No, well, at times, obviously, the incessant raining wrecks my head from time to time, but I took the opportunity. So here go. So we're going to jump right in, right? So I took
Straight
the
into it.
opportunity to do some gardening. So we have a really, really big hedge in the garden. It's at least 20 foot high.
Well, for our American listeners, that's 27 soda cans high.
Would it be? No, it'd be more than 27, would it?
I know, yeah, 19 pumpkins high, or like two and a half
19
alligators.
Pumpkins, yeah, or half a Ford Rango Raptor Bronco thing, whatever they are, half of one of those, because they are massive. Yeah, so it's about 20 foot high. I don't know how else to say it for our international listeners, but
we could just use meters like a normal person. That's just shy of 7 meters.
I have no idea how many meters. I couldn't tell you.
But
no
just
idea.
Shy of 7 meters.
Is
three
it
foot,
okay?
Yeah,
Right,
three feet or 3 foot and a meter.
3 feet, three footsies.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
3 feetsies. I let it grow that high because when we
you
moved
do enjoy
in,
a big bush, I know. I've always
I do.
Heard.
I love a big bush. I love getting caught up on a big bush. It's partially because of laziness, but partially because I wanted a bit of privacy. And now it's just gone too far, and I should have kind of let it grow bit by bit and cut it bit by bit. Anyway. So the good weather, I said I would go to my local supermarket and buy a hedge trimmer because I can't afford to go to a hardware shop to buy a really good one because they're really expensive. So 10 minutes in, the hedge trimmer stopped working.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, fuck me.
Like when your shaver dies halfway through. I know you have a big beard, nothing worse halfway through.
No, it's
and
never happened.
Tick.
Luckily, I can imagine. Though. But it was like, fuck's sake, I'm just getting into this. It's scorching hot. I'm listening to a podcast. I'm relaxing, whatever. So I went back to the shop and got the swap, which was great, but they had to put the money it's so annoying,
yeah.
Right, and bear in mind it was a Saturday, so there's no banks open, so they had to put the money on back onto a card and then take it off a card. The money hasn't gone back on my card, but I got a phone call from the bank today because they thought that there was fraudulent activity.
She said yes and gotten a free hedge trimmer.
Oh my God, I'm actually so annoyed. Why didn't I say that? I should have just said yes.
Please don't
away.
Commit fraud, people.
No, don't. And especially not with me, because I'd probably fall for it. But the annoying thing was, right, aside from all of that wreck in my head and having to get, oh, and I still on dog shit as well while I was doing it. So I had to get in the car.
It was your own dog or was it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I thought I'd pick, obviously we have a garden, let the dog poop in the garden, whatever. But I obviously missed one and stood in it. So I had a shitty shoe as well to top it all off. So I was on a bit of a rant.
The smell off it is horrible. Yeah.
Yes. It was a sunny day. So today, anyway, I get the call about the fraudulent activity. And I was kind of laughing at myself. But what really annoyed me out of all of that is when they ring you up. So first of all, I think it's a scam because everyone thinks any phone call that you don't have the number.
What's your
of
car
your
details?
Phone.
What's your date of birth?
So
what's your mother's
like,
maiden name?
Is this John Bird? Yes, it is. This is your bank calling, blah, 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 details of the bank. We're just ringing about some fraudulent activity. Okay, grand. So before we go any further, can you confirm your details? No.
What details?
You
tell our listeners,
me.
What's your mother's maiden name? And what's your date of birth?
But this is what annoys me. So probably 20 years ago, you would have no problem answering that on the phone
because
most likely
would
it would have been your bank. Right? Yeah.
How are you, John? Ah, Daryl, how are you?
Ah, Jesus, there you are now. No money again, what?
Yeah, how's Margaret these days? I haven't seen her in a bit.
But this is the thing. I was like, do they honestly think I'm going to answer that on the phone? Yeah. Give us your details. No, I don't fucking know that you're the bank. Leave me alone. Stop asking me for the details. And by the way, you have them. You rang me to say there was fraudulent activity. So sort it out.
Yeah.
Sort it out. And I can't ring back. So I've often thought, can you give me your number so I can ring the bank
on the back?
Back
of the card. Number in the back of the card, obviously.
I know. Anyway, look, it's sorted. I just have to wait for the
How's your
to go
bush
back.
Anyway?
The bush is half done.
Okay.
Because
So
then
if
it
any,
started raining. It was
I
like
know.
fucking scorcher.
I
I'm a bit
know.
burnt on the face. And then it started raining after all that shit. Anyway, there, so that was
So
my last
if
weekend in
any,
the sun.
if any of our listeners want to send in pictures of their wet bush, you can get us on the social media,
Why,
head
wait,
underscore
hold on.
wet.
Why wet? Why? I never said anything about a
Because you
wet
said it was
bush.
raining. You
All
brushed
right,
in how it's
okay,
raining.
but like
So
we'll take a
keep
picture
up,
of a
John.
dry
Feel free
bush
to
as
jump
well, though.
back
I will
15
take a
seconds on
picture of a dry
podcast.
one as well. That's okay.
Has it been trimmed or not? Either or, head underscore wet
It's
on
been
all our usual
half
social
done.
medias.
It's like 60s. It's like fill in it. Right? It's a fill in it
Being
hair.
born.
Yeah. So there you go. That was the start of my lovely weekend last weekend. So yeah. What about you? Can you top that anger level?
I do get the whole the bank ring. Like on my credit card, they ring you, but they ring you like 5 days later and going, "Oh, we've noticed lots of activity on your account the last 5 days. We think it could be fraudulent." I'm like, "Why didn't you ring me back 5 days ago? Like, why
Yeah.
wait until you've seen like 5 days worth of stuff to do it, you know?"
And I know that's really annoying. And it's like you said, okay, well, why don't you just try and get some free stuff out of it? So here we go. You
Or
tell
on
me,
the app. Put
can
on
you
the
get,
app.
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, your card has been
Send
blocked.
you
Go
a
onto the app,
message on
log
the
in.
app. Yeah, because then you
Absolutely.
know this from the bank. Yeah, that's a really
Yeah.
good point. But I'm
Well,
really annoyed
changing the
that I
world one
didn't
app at a time.
Alan, I'm really annoyed that I didn't think of saying that it wasn't me so that I wouldn't have had to pay for it. That's really irritating me now. But would that work? Could I go buying a ton of stuff? Because you know the way
They look at the video cameras
your
and go,
debit
there's only
would
one
do
thick
they?
looking
There's
fella with a
no
beard that
way.
size
There's
in
no
Latchford.
way they look at the video cameras for all of those because there
Or
surely
actually,
must be
credit card. Yeah,
thousands. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like
I
on the
don't know.
debit card, you can tap. If someone stole my debit card, they can do a tap of 30 euro.
They can do that
And they can,
twice, and then it's like you've reached your
they
limit.
can't even do it
It counts
once, right?
later.
No, but you can do it. I don't know how many times. You can do it only a few times before you have to put in your PIN. But like, so could you technically buy loads of stuff
That's what people
and
do.
then ring up and say, someone stole my card and you're at home with the weekly shop and you have it done and you have to pay for it? There's a
We could do
question
a
for you.
podcast on how to commit fraud and crime, and I have at least 8 hours worth of talking I can do and all that thing. That's what I used to learn how to do. So yeah, to prevent it, just to clarify, to prevent that from happening, I know how to do it. Same as money laundering.
Okay.
That's a
Okay.
whole other story. Whole other
Okay.
story.
Well, right. And what would the name of this podcast be? Enter your details here. Dot 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 com.
I think I would call it Dirty Laundry.
That's not a bad name. Do you know,
No, it's
we've
not.
come up with some really good suggestions
We
along the years,
have.
haven't we?
Yeah, we
That's what
have.
I think we have. Probably the worst one is this podcast. That's probably the worst idea out of them all, to be honest.
But we've committed now with our underscore in the middle of our usernames and on social media, so we can't change just to anything
Yeah,
else now.
no, we can't change anything now. But
I've weather related annoyance that I have. That annoys me.
go
It's a
on.
combination of two or three different things, so I'll combine them all together. Is when it's lashing rain, right? And people who have umbrellas, and then they catch you in your head as they walk past you with an umbrella. Now, that's
Now,
one
when you
element of
say
it.
the catch in your head, are you saying by the hook? Like, you know, the way they used to pull
The
people off
jabby bit,
stage? You know, when they used to pull people off
the
stage years
cane.
ago with the cane or the hook of
Yeah,
the
the cane.
umbrella? Are you talking about that?
No, they're only walking
Yeah,
past and it spins around
I
them when you
know.
leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Pokes
But
in
they're
the eye, the
in
little metal
the
bit.
annoying thing, yeah. And I'm not tall, so it's like it's only the 8-year-old kids going past making their communion, hitting me in their face with their umbrella. Do you know what I mean? That's all that is. Not to say I'm hanging around kids making
Yeah,
their
I don't know what
communion,
is
but
going on.
I'm gonna move on from now on. Yeah, but the annoying thing that happens is I don't get the bus often, right? And not many bus stops have shelters on. Most of the time it's just, in a country
Yeah.
that rains all the time, it's just normally just a pole. But
Isn't it
some of them
mad?
do,
Mad.
yeah, but some of them do have, covers on them, the busier ones.
Yeah.
The people who stand under them with their umbrella, so the people without umbrella have to stand out in the rain going, stand out, that's
Yeah.
why you have the umbrella.
But do you know why they stand under there with the
To keep their
umbrella?
feet dry, probably.
No, it's because no matter what way that shelter is facing, that rain is just piling straight in anyway, because it's sideways rain. It's
It's like
just you're
Forrest
getting
Gump.
wet anyway. Yeah, a big old fat rain. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Sometimes rain came was raining horizontally.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. And I was only thinking about that movie because I see it's on Netflix now over here in
That's right,
Ireland. It's
yeah.
probably in everywhere else for ages, but in Ireland, it's only on Netflix now. So I was like, oh, yeah, I must give that a look. I haven't seen it in like 20 years. How? It
I
must be out
probably seen
20
it
years
last year,
more.
1994, 30 years. Maybe it was out
1994 years ago.
1994, 1994, 95, 1994. Yeah, it was,
oh,
they
wow.
were showing it on the Titanic.
What?
No, joking. He said 94 years ago, which would have been 94
it
years
it was the
ago,
big old fat rain that sunk the
1930.
It's a great
and it was
movie.
April 12th, 1912, the Titanic sank. Sorry, I'm full of random.
It was 1912, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
April 12th or April 26th? April 26th, 1912. That's when the Titanic sank.
Did we just miss the anniversary then, did we?
Well, missing means he actually cared about it, so there you go.
Wow, okay, let's move on quickly from that.
So I have a related one that happened today, and this really, really annoys. It boils my piss. It ruptures my bags of piss, whatever way
boils
you want to say.
Boils my piss, that's a real good one. I love that in the song, The Scratch. The band The Scratch have a song called Flaker. If you haven't heard it, wait until you finish this podcast and then go listen to it. Don't stop the podcast now. So now I'm not going to say it again. Yeah. So you have to, you know, anyway. Sorry, Alan, go on. Your piss is boiling.
It's currently sizzling. In the supermarkets. Now, I may have mentioned this before. I can't remember. If most of our listeners haven't listened to us for that long enough, so they wouldn't know if I talked about it anyway, so it's fine. Do you know when you go into a supermarket and you stand back about a meter back from the shelf so you can have a look at everything that's in front of you? You don't stand right up against it, but you stand maybe 2 foot back or maybe a meter back to have a look. Like, I was looking at sauces today, or, you know, or mayonnaise and all that sort of stuff. I was looking for something. So I stand
condiments.
Back. So, the condiments. So I can have a look at everything. And some knob jockey walks and just stands right in front of me, like literally in front of me. I'm going, what? Like, what are you doing this for? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's so annoying.
Like, sometimes I wonder, I'm thinking, going, am I in the sixth sense? And like, no one else can see me. And like, I'm just a dead person. And these people just don't even see me. I don't know.
But and honest to God, that happened to me today as well. As I, as
on,
earlier
we're
on.
The same shop, are we?
No. But like, I was shopping after work today and the same thing happened. But like, I'm kind of like, are they wrong to do that? Because they're literally coming in and grabbing what they want.
No,
so
they just
go.
Stand there in front of you and then they're looking at this. What mayonnaise will I get? I'm like, I'm looking at the back of your head here. Seriously.
But to be fair, if you're a meter back, I think it's fair game, right? Unless you're right up against and you're looking.
Maybe a meter is more.
Was
than
it a man or
more.
A woman? Maybe he fancied you and he was shaking his little tush in front of you and you didn't notice.
So he was an owl lad, and he was the type of lad you'd see, imagine having the Star newspaper under his arm and little Jack Russell running beside him.
Just coming from the bookies. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Outside. He has his fag in his mouth going. Just to clarify, a fag is the same term for a cigarette here in Ireland, by the way, just to clarify, like, that's a very Irish thing.
It is.
Just
it
to
is.
Clarify that.
Yeah. It is. Someone it is annoying, banned. Though. So, do you do the whole, like, looking on the aisle kind of game of roulette, kind of chess, right? So, you know, you're walking along the middle aisles in Aldi and Lidl, where they have all this, and like, you know, you kind of, they're the basket, so you have to go against them to see what's in the basket on the middle aisles. And then you see someone coming along and they're doing the same thing, but you're coming towards each other and you have to pretend that you don't see them, so you're not the one that has to move out of the way, so you can still stay gliding along the baskets. Do you know what I mean? Do you play that game where you don't catch their eyes? You don't have to move. They have to move. And you know
what
they
I just do is I just walk around with a huge erection around those shops and just people just avoid me.
And this is why I don't go to the same shop as you. This is why that guy jumped in front of you. He knew, like I said, you were fair game.
He hurt his leg. He jumped in front of me.
Ow, Bobby.
Was that poking into me? Actually, you know what? I'm going to something related to it in a lot of the supermarkets now. Something being wrecked in my head. Why can't you ever find a basket when you go in? The baskets are all in, like, it's like they're never by the door. Did it make you walk in and carry around everything like a bleeding tick and go, because
I know,
you can't find them?
And you can never find there are two types of baskets, aren't there? There's the one that you carry, and then there's the one that
you
can pull along.
Yeah.
Only insane people use the ones that you can carry. Fuck that. I'm piling a ton of shit into that.
No,
bottles
it depends
of water.
What you're getting. Depends what you're getting.
No. They're too big and bulky. You can't carry it properly. It's like carrying a big kilo bag of potatoes around under your arm. You want the ones you pull around, or sometimes I push and pretend like it's a pram.
And then you kind of gash someone's knee.
Yeah.
But the small baskets, so ever try putting a French baguette into one of them, you feel like Sir Lancelot, prodding people.
I usually just break the baguette in half or start eating the top of it. That's fair game as well.
Actually, no, he did
that's
something
fair
really
game,
weird.
Isn't it?
This is something really weird. You just made me think of something right there. So you buy a full-length baguette, yet you don't eat it from the ends. You eat it from the middle outwards.
No, I don't. Well,
Because you
I
break
do
it in the
because I break
middle.
it in half. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
Eat it
own
from
to
the
just
middle.
sell them in two halves. But I suppose that's a demi baguette, isn't it? So we.
Go on. You jump in. I have another one related to that, but go on.
Oh, no, go on because I was going to change the story completely. So tell me, go.
I have one that's very going to jump, but this one is very related. Another thing that absolutely wrecks my head are self-service tills.
Yeah, they're
Just
really
another.
annoying. Yeah.
They're annoying
Yeah.
because I'd say about 70% of the time I go through it, I still need someone to help because it's like the
Every
red light
single time
flashing on
you're
top.
buying alcohol, they have to tell you that you're over 21. You have to press the button and all.
It's over
But
25, it comes up on that.
which is insane. I'm sorry. You have to be 18 to buy alcohol. So
Yeah, but do
what?
you look, oh, do you look over 25? But
I
doesn't
don't
matter if
look
I
over
do or not.
18.
Am I over the age of 18? Then that's all that matters.
That's
Like,
what I mean. Yeah. And
but
that's what it says on the screen. Do they look like they're over
challenge
25? Which,
21.
yeah, it's nuts. But on that, what annoys me even more than getting the help is number one, waiting for them to see you,
Because they're having a chat with
right?
their other friend at
Because
the other
they're
till.
chatting or whatever the fuck.
Happened
And
today.
it's beeping or there's a big red light flashing usually on top saying that there's an
Yeah.
issue. So that's one issue that annoys me is waiting ages for them to come. Now, when we say ages, I suppose it's like 10 seconds, but it's still
No,
ages,
Jesus,
okay?
no, I can be waiting over a
No,
minute or
sometimes
two
it can be a
sometimes.
while, to be
And the hell,
fair.
and what really annoying then is going, you leading them first, but then someone else has an issue and they go
Oh,
to
and they
them
go to them
first and you're
first.
going,
I
what?
know. You're like, for fuck's sake. But then when they do come, literally no words are spoken. They just reach across and it's like boop, boop, scan the barcode,
You could
la,
be doing
la, la,
anything.
gone. And
You
they're
could be,
gone. Like,
yeah, it's
honestly,
like
like it's there's
unexpected
no
element.
conversation.
Yeah,
What happened to
there's nothing.
conversation, Alan? What happened to conversation? I
But
want to know.
do you know what I find with the self-service tills though is going, you could just not pay for something and go beep, oh, it's the machine acting up again, and walk out with free stuff, like a hedge trimmers for your bush.
I know, but
Yeah.
Aldi or Lidl, they don't have the self-service, so I
Do you
couldn't
know
let them.
the ones near me do have, not all of them, but some of them
Do
have it.
they? Oh, I didn't think
Yeah.
that was the thing. Oh, there you
Yeah,
go. Maybe it'll work its way
Lidl it
down to
was, and
Wexford at
Aldi I
some
don't think it
stage.
was. Yeah, well, in
Yeah.
fairness, now where I lived is about 27 within like a mile or
Yeah,
like
I know.
points
No,
a
I know.
kilometer. Do you know the way?
Yeah, there's
Do
a
you
lot of them in the country, to be fair. But sure, look,
know?
we'd be lost without them.
Yeah. So there you go. That's self-service tills. Doesn't that really annoy me today? Because people don't know how to use them. You put something down, you can't find the weight of it. So you're picking up the thing and throwing it back down about seven times. Then you're like, ah, for God's sake. And then the person comes over and then you want to pay with a coupon. It says, please enter a coupon. It's like, but I've scanned it on my phone. I can't put a coupon into the machine because it's scanned on my
Oh,
phone.
Alan,
So you then have to put
Alan.
a receipt in the thing to
Yeah.
pretend.
Coupons,
Anyway.
coupons, coupons. I've had issues with the return coupons, the bottle recycling return. I don't think we can have this conversation again.
No, we
People don't
can't.
want to turn
So
off. No,
I so you, so you
no.
can go and change and change subject up.
Yes. So we got a message from Anonymous. This person wants to remain anonymous. I know who
Oh, I
this
thought you said
person
her name
is.
was Annie Monimus.
No. I didn't say whether it
A
was
great name,
female, male or female.
Annie Mon,
And I will put
or
this
other
picture.
male, female, or other.
Yes, I'll put this picture on the socials so you can all see exactly what we're talking about. And
I
hopefully
didn't even know
you've
this
had
picture.
similar, send us your similar experiences. I'm so overhyped it now, but it's not even, it's just an annoyance, right? From Anonymous. I know who you are, Anonymous. You know who I am. Don't pretend like we don't know.
I mean, obviously, you know who we are. Otherwise, you're just randomly
True,
emailing
true,
random
true.
email,
Okay,
yeah,
I'm chiding.
podcasts.
I fucking hate it when shops put paper stickers and everything. They always rip. When you're removing them, then you got to scrape them off or soak them to soften them.
Oh,
It drives
yeah.
me to the brink of Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Great
Now, there's
movie,
a
by the way.
couple
It's
of
a great
good
movie.
points in that. That's a fucking great movie, by the way. I haven't seen it in so long. I haven't seen it anywhere on any
I think I
streaming. I
watched it about a
wonder.
year or two ago. It holds up. It
It's a
holds
good
up in
movie.
time.
Well, I think it does
Anyway.
nowadays. It certainly does for this podcast. We should have called the podcast Falling Down, to be
But then we'd
honest.
probably be sued for
But
copyright.
I do. No, you wouldn't, because that's just a name. Sure, Jesus. Many books have the same names. Many songs have the same names. Many
And
films
many
have the
people
same.
do fall down.
Why does?
Anyway, go on.
Why? Why,
So
God? Why? Yes, stickers
two
on stuff when you
stickery
buy them in
stickers.
shops and they don't come off, particularly place
Sweat.
glasses or whatever. You put them in the dishwasher. You scrape them for ages, and then even when you get it all off, there's still like gummy residue. And they always put it. It's like I don't know. Did I, have you shopped in TK Maxx?
I know.
They try
I
and
know
peel
TK
off
Maxx. Yeah.
their stickers. They kind of have all these lines in them, so you can't pull them off in the shop and like stick another one
Try not
on or
people
whatever.
just please don't pull people off in the shops. It's frowned upon these days.
No, do. Do in TK Maxx changing
That's
rooms.
why I have my erection in the middle of the time.
You're talking about erections an awful lot in this episode.
So, well, no, it's the same, relatable.
It's
Yeah, and where the issue I with the worst one I have with that is when I buy flowers, and it's like I buy flowers for 10 euros, but I don't want to prove how cheapskate I am or
Well,
than
I
me.
think
They could look
Alan,
like a
she
20,
just
30 euro.
found out how much you're spending on flowers, didn't
Doesn't listen
she?
to this. It's fine. It's fine.
She
It's a
doesn't
thought that
listen to,
counts.
hold on. She doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, he doesn't listen to
You
this
need to
podcast.
sort that out. Sort it out. We need that extra listener every week.
Yeah, we can get in double figures. But you know when you buy the flowers, you try to take it off and you buy the 10 euro one going, I can pretend this is a 25 euro bouquet, and then it doesn't come off, and then it just looks knackery, to use a
Yeah, because
phrase.
then it's ripped and they can tell, you know, they know you've tried to rip it off. Or do you ever pull the sellotape off and it always has the little sachet? Oh, here we go with words
Sachet.
again.
Sachet.
Sachet of kind of, I don't know what it is, like
Plant
fertilizer,
food. Plant
plant
food.
food, something like that. Did that ever rip and go everywhere on you? It's so fucking
No.
annoying. Yeah.
No, never.
Too much sellotape on it, and it just rips open and you've got plant fertilizer on your hands, which does not work on your hands. Let me tell you,
You wake up next
my
to him with a
hands
huge
did not
finger.
grow.
One really hairy hand and one large finger, and that was it.
No, I have two really hairy hands. But yeah,
Yeah, I know.
yeah. Tell
Stickers.
us if you've had similar episodes, similar issues, and send us your pictures.
I always remember buying CDs back in the day. They always have the price on it, like Tower
Oh,
Records. And
yes.
then you take it off because you take it off. It doesn't come off properly. Now it just looks worse. It looked better with the price on it. Do you know
Yeah,
what I mean? But when
yeah.
you took the sticker off, it was just left with this white
Yeah.
residue. And then it just look. And then you rub it with your finger, and you kind of get your finger sweaty. And then it rolls and turns into these little black rolling dirt
Yeah,
modules, basically. And I don't know. I think it was
so
the dirt
fucking
coming off my
irritating.
fingers. It was just the dirt coming off my finger, probably. That was. And now that I think about it. I don't think it was the
Yeah,
glue. Don't come
dirty.
in the glue, actually. I don't know, actually.
No, it's
Anyway,
dirty fingers. Yeah, well, I don't so much anymore. I used to collect comic books, and there was a time when the local news agent would do stickers. Which you couldn't peel off the front, which is so fucking annoying. Or if you tried, it
I
would
don't get
rip the
that.
comic book. Okay, so I commented it to the news agent, and he was like, okay, yeah, I get you. So then, pen, write the fucking price in pen on the front of the comic. Are you having a
I
laugh?
remember that.
Jesus Christ,
Handwritten
no,
prices
you
on the only
don't
white
write stuff
part of
on
the
it.
cover. It was
Yeah,
always written pen. I forgot about that.
like 50 pence or whatever. So
Yeah.
annoying.
And related to that is, look, I get the whole sticker thing, but what's also actually I find really annoying is when there isn't prices on things. And you go, how much is the thing? You're in a shop going, how much is this? And you have no
Alan,
idea.
I swear, I feel like we're connected in some way.
What has this happened to you recently?
It, literally at the weekend, just gone. So after the escapade, or was it before? I don't know, the whole trimming. See? I spoke before about putting a H and stuff. I just put a H. Trimming the bush. I went shoe shopping, and one of the places I went was
Thuthopping,
shoe
no
shop. I
H's.
need new shoes, and I went into a shoe shop, and there was some lovely shoes, and
You
no
look like a
shoes.
man who shops in either Echo or Clarks.
No, but I wouldn't look. I don't care. I have no. If it looks nice and it fits and it's a right price, I'll buy it. I actually don't care
Story of your
what it
life,
is.
John. Story
Yeah.
of your
Anyway, well, you made this a shit
life.
story. Long story short, there was no
Yeah.
prices in any of the
It's
shoes.
so annoying.
Left, right.
And then you go, I'll get these and go, oh yeah, they're 170 euros. You're like, oh, you're trying to do the face where we're going, I'm not fucking paying
No,
that.
but
But you don't look
my
like a cheapskate. You're like, oh, I
exactly.
forgot my card.
Exactly. And my wife was like, well, maybe it's because you can kind of argue the price of them. And I was like, I know, but I need a starting point so that I know I can argue from. I was like, I bet you if I see that shoe in Sports Direct, I'll get it way, way cheaper. So let's just go to Sports Direct and see. But I would have liked the comparison to make
Sure,
it
yeah, of
seem
course.
like I was getting
I
a
do that
bargain.
regularly. And I think it's a case of going, it's with the cost of shoes now, it's either like 50 euros or 150 euros. And you've no idea. Literally, and that's a big difference. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I can't kind of think of going, I can just buy one of them.
Yeah,
Do
the
you know what I
cost of
mean?
shoes is it's running amok.
That went straight to my soul.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No,
I
I
know,
can't.
sorry, no, we're gonna have to foot the bill and down.
Oh God, put your tongue
Anyway,
out.
yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, Yeah, so stickers. Yes, stickers are shit.
I guess stickers.
Stickers are shit. Yeah. So we'll put that picture on the socials. You know, just why not? We need to do something. Put something up there
Put
other
something up.
than the logo.
Of me and you.
Alan.
Yes.
Nursery rhymes.
Okay.
So you have kids and I
I
have a
do.
kid. So we know all about nursery rhymes and obviously from when we were younger as well. But picture memories recently come up on my phone from like years ago. And one of them was a video of me singing a nursery rhyme, right?
But you can't sing anymore.
No. It was this little piggy. You know, this little piggy went to the market. Okay. So I want you to tell me, because me and my wife have this constant battle where we're jeering each other over this, right? So this little piggy, the first one, where did he go? Went to the market.
This little piggy
This
stayed at
little
home.
pig, this little piggy,
Stayed at
what?
home.
Yeah, and then
This
the
little
next one.
piggy had like bread and jam, and this little piggy had none.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so this little piggy had, I used to say, and I was always told, and I said to my kid, this little piggy had bread and butter. Okay. So, and this is what I said in the video that came up in the memories, and it started that whole debate. So my wife laughed at me. She was like, bread and butter. Because for her, the nursery rhyme was roast beef. And I was like, what?
Yeah, so
This?
mine was bread and jam.
Yeah, mine is bread and butter. Hers was roast beef. I was like, fucking the hell. I must have
La-di-da.
grown up on the wrong side of the tracks. Plus, why is a little piggy eating roast beef? That's what I want to know. Well, I suppose, why are they eating bread and butter or bread and jam? But it just made me laugh.
No, it's
And we
not. It's
tease each
going,
other
that's a
about
ham
it all the time.
sandwich.
But I don't care.
You don't
It's
know that
either it's bread, yeah, it's a ham
bread
sandwich.
and butter is a ham sandwich.
Oh, as in the
The pig has been killed. One went to the market to be sold.
wait,
One stayed
I
at home.
wait a
Yeah, do you
second.
not know that with the
I'm
money that's
looking,
gonna.
I've always looked at it from the pig's point of view of what they're doing. Are you telling me it's someone commenting on what's happening on the farm from a
Pretty
third
much.
person point of view? Okay, so if I look at
Pretty
it from
much.
that way, this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home, so he wasn't ready to be slaughtered, I presume. This little piggy had bread and butter for me, and
Ham
you're telling
sandwich.
me that's a ham sandwich.
Yeah. And this little
And this
piggy
little
had
piggy had
none.
none. So what happened to him then?
Sometimes they were just eating at home. It was just eating plain on its own.
And this little, well, why did one go wee 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 all the way home? Oh, he
Because he was.
escaped and he's running back to the farm. Alan, you're
Yeah.
destroying lives here.
It's all right.
This is okay.
And
This
this
is
is why we have
shocking.
so many vegans now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This
So
little
is
tofu
she
went to the
right
market.
with the bread, roast beef then? So
I've never heard of roast beef, but who would eat
listen,
ham and roast
nobody
beef in
has,
Paris?
and we constantly tease
It
each
was
other about
turkey
this
or
all the
cabbage.
time. I know roast beef.
This little piggy
Notions,
had
Ted.
cabbage.
Notions
Roast
she has. I
beef.
can't wait till she hears this. Roast beef. I know. Anyway, that just kind of wrecks my head a little bit in a funny way, though. It's like it occasionally comes up when we'll tease each other about it, but it just made me laugh. I want to know what other people say, right? So I'm surprised you said bread and jam. I'd never heard that either. It was just for me, it was just always bread and butter.
It
So
could be
bread and butter,
bread and
bread and
butter, but
jam.
I've just changed to jam head.
Well, tell me if anyone has heard roast beef, because I am telling you, no one has used anything else. It's bread and butter, bread and jam. Fuck your roast beef. And we're all disappointed and really unhappy, Alan, that really it was a narrator saying the poem and he was talking about how all the little pigs were killed. Poor
Yeah,
little
sorry about
piggies.
that. Sorry about that.
You've wrecked many heads today, Alan, my friend.
I have another thing that's wrecked my head recently, and I feel like we haven't spoken about it in this podcast, and something we always talk about in every single podcast. So I need to kind of go full circle with this. This is a very specific statement I'm going to make.
Okay.
Something that wrecks my head is what I call poo dreams.
God damn it, I thought we'd make one
No,
podcast without talking
no,
about poop.
no, and I mean
Oh,
that,
we were
and
nearly there,
I mean
Alan.
that in
Jesus, we were nearly
two
there.
ways.
Right,
Way number
go.
one is when you dream about having to go for a poo, and it's always in like a horrible looking toilet where there's no toilet roll, and that's always why I always
I
dream
don't
of that,
think
like
I've
an
ever
unusual.
dreamed about
But what
having
happened last week? This is an insight into my
is you
psyche and
dreamt
my
about
life
having a
here.
poo and you were actually pooing in the
No,
bed?
not far off. I woke up, was like, why is my ass a little bit sore? And I had to check my boxers to
It your
make
man
sure nothing
in
popped
front
the
that jumped in front of you in the aisle
Tesco.
earlier
I
on?
had to be handy for that one. So I had to check. So for me, is going is do you know when you have those weird dreams that are so really go, did that actually just happen? You're going, have I just defecated myself in some manner because I've dreamt? Like, it was really weird. There you go.
Well, so hold on. So you dreamt about needing to poop, and then you woke
and
up,
I know, and
and
I
your
did go
arse
in
was
my dream,
sore.
and I went and I did, and then I woke up and I went. I was like, "Oh God, have I actually gone?"
And
And
did
I
you
hadn't.
wake? Did you have to go?
No, that was really weird. But I'm not gonna lie, I had to put my hand down and, like,
You
you know.
criticized me in the last email, or in the last email, in the last podcast, for telling a story where I was caught short. And now you're telling me that you weren't caught short, a court short.
Court chart.
I don't think I've ever had that dream where I thought I needed to poop and then woke up with a sore
Really?
arse
Oh, that's a
and
regular
then
one when it
still
would end up
didn't
having to
poop.
go.
Clearly,
No,
the
but it isn't.
resolution from that is your body and is and mind is telling you need to go for a
But
poo, Alan.
it's so weird how real some dreams are. And you wake up and you're like, what has happened from this? I just, it's like it's excellent. Like, do you actually dream? Here, I should have started off with, do you dream much?
Yeah, I do. I kind of have more or less the same dreams all the time, but then I can't really remember them. I
Really,
like
no,
there's a kind
I've,
of a
yeah.
real small window where you remember them kind of when you're waking up, and after that, I
Yeah,
just kind of
I think it's
forget
nightly
about it.
night beforehand. Yeah, I have vivid dreams every single night, like full on Netflix series dreams every single night.
You should write them down, Alan. And this is another po we just
But
another podcast. What would we call it?
no,
About
I did
dreams.
write it down, and there was called Poo Dreams, and that's what we're talking about.
That's all your own poo dreams.
That's all I wrote down,
Must
Poo
bring it
Dreams.
up in next
Yeah,
recording.
Poo Dreams. You know, but it's one of those when, you know, if you ever sneeze in your, or sorry, not sneeze, when you fall in your sleep and your body does that big jump
Oh
in your bed.
I
And
did it
I,
all the time.
yeah.
It cracks her up in bed. It drives her nuts. Although we do have a
Monthly
queen
kicker.
size bed, so she can't even reach me in bed, so she doesn't really feel it so much anymore. The
You were
kicking,
kicking her in the
the
leg.
kicking, Alan, before you go on. But usually, so like, usually when you dream about something, don't they say
It means something.
it means something else? So like, I think you just need to poop more.
No, yeah,
I
I
think
don't
that's what
really,
that means.
I don't really fancy Googling what happens when you dream of shitting.
No, well, I think we
Are
all.
my teeth falling out once regularly?
Yeah, what is this? Like, I
It
don't
must be a
understand.
sign of
How do.
failure.
Yeah, but
It's either
how do
failure or
people
death.
know that that's what that means? Because
Because some
what if you
fellas
had a
made it
sore
up.
tooth? You'd probably dream about that. So.
Yeah, the stress in the back of your mind or whatever. Well, yeah, but like, I don't know why I don't have a poo dream, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you said that on national pod.
International.
International, yes, international. Yeah. So this little piggy ate roast beef and then went for a poo in its sleep. And this little piggy stayed
Then
home.
trimmed his bush.
Yeah, nursery rhymes are dark, aren't they? They're
Most of them are.
actually, they are dark. Yeah, they're very
They're
dark.
ring a ring of roses about the Black Death.
That's right.
The
Yeah,
plague. Black
in
Death,
London.
plague, whatever. Yeah.
In, yeah, the fact that in London, in
London.
16
Potter
something, I
Ted
know, whatever.
episode.
I was thinking about
What's the
it.
capital of England? I'll give you a hint, you live there. Why I pushed a button by mistake?
Oh,
Another episode of Potter Ted.
yes,
Yeah.
I do.
London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I have a
sorry.
theory, and I was thinking about that a couple of days ago because I was looking at a video game ad, a Plague Tale, which is all about rats, and I'm going to play it. And I was kind of thinking, in London, you know the way they say like there were so many rats and things like that, and that's what caused the plague and
Yeah.
spread by rats. I don't think that had necessarily anything to do with sanitation. I think people were growing, or not growing rats, breeding rats to eat as meat. Has anyone ever thought of that?
Oh,
Maybe
maybe it's
that's
a
why there were
point.
so many, because people were actually, because it was a cheap, free food, and like in the wild, and when, you know, people eat rats. So, you know,
Well,
I'm gonna
I think that
not,
is
I'm gonna
true.
pretend like I'm gonna investigate this further, but I
Because
won't.
I actually watched a documentary on that not too long ago, and the rat was on your man's hair, and he was helping him cook in the kitchen.
Maybe that's what they were doing all those years ago. They were training
Yeah,
like teams and teams of rats to be chefs, and then a
yeah.
disease came out and it all went pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
And that's why where
I
that's the
like
word from
that.
Ratatouille came from.
That's a really good documentary.
It's a
I
really,
like
really
it.
good documentary.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I'm assuming it's on Netflix, or
Yeah.
it's on one. It's
I don't know, I haven't seen
it's
it in
on one of those
years.
streamers.
Haven't seen it in years. But yeah, we want to hear all the stuff that's wrecking your heads. I think we've said loads there. We'll put that picture up,
We
you know,
always
because
say lots, but don't talk about anything.
yeah, but that's the whole point, isn't it? You know,
That's true.
it get you know, it's
That's true.
it's
If yeah,
that
if any
that
specific
that's what this
topics you want, let
podcast
us
is.
know.
Yes,
Because our first
do.
ones used to talk about four things. Now we talk about 24 things.
I know, yeah, and we don't fully talk about any of them. So, is there anything you want us to go back on? We probably won't remember to do it, but we'll try. But yes, once again, as always, thank you for listening, Alan. Thank you for being here. And
Absolutely. And to all our listeners in our many other international locations, I'm not going to say where,
absolutely.
But we have different international locations. Now,
We do.
every week we get someone from a different country. Now, it could be the same person.
We do.
Could be
and
a
but
drug
you know
smuggler.
what somebody said to me today, because I was only talking about
Who
her
are you and how did you
actually.
get into my house?
No. Yeah. No, they said maybe it's people on holidays listening, and that kind of broke my spirit a little bit, because I was
No,
like,
but I'm okay with
hopefully
that.
it's, yeah, no, I know, but I wanted it to actually be people, you know, who are around the world. No, but we definitely do have our consistent people, especially in England and America, which is great. And thank you so much for
And obviously
listening.
in
We
Ireland
love
we
you all.
have.
If you want us to share some American stories, stuff that we might not even think of over here, do
Do you know
share
what racks in
that
my
with
head?
us
Americans. But there we go. I'll keep that for another one.
at. Yeah, come back to us on that one. Email us at thelads@headrec.com and hit us up on all the socials if we're
At
there that
head
way.
underscore rect. That's where you'll
Yes,
find
we
us.
love you. Thank you for listening, and we will
Thank
see
you,
you all
everyone.
next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Slán.